Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Nice to see all of you. Such a blessing to gather together. It's a blessing to see a big crowd of boys. Our desire to see you prosper and see you become strong young men. If you have any prayer requests this morning.
Linda.
Linda.
My
name is Stephen. Rosemary.
Chris Hart.
Chris Hart.
Brianna.
So if you are here. Father in heaven, we pray to you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you so much for your great love, your mercy, your goodness towards mankind. Help us that we can be faithful. Fill us with your Spirit. We desire to be conformed to your image. We pray for these young boys, young men, that they can become soldiers for your kingdom. Give them wisdom. Just give each one of us the power to be obedient, the desire to be faithful. We pray for the request for Chris Irick, Rose Way, pray for Michael Stephen. We pray for Brianna. Just wherever they might be, whatever they're in, just we desire to see your kingdom come and your will be done in all situations. Again, help us to be faithful. Show us the way. Pray in Jesus' name. All right. It looks like we're ready for chapter 12. Is that right? It looks like in chapter 11 we had a continuation of this thing that was going on of Job being treated by his friends, and then Job would answer back. And so here we got so far, and chapter 11, just making these accusations, and I actually think they were just as sincere as Job was, just truly believing that Job is in the wrong, and Job was just truly believing that he is in the right. That's the way it can be. I mean, people that are deceived are usually very sincere. They're usually very stuck on what they think as being right. So we need to be very careful in that. Here in Lab, we see that the accusations were that there must be a sin somewhere. Like in verse 13, if thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. It's just like, you know, get rid of this sin, this hidden iniquity that's in your life. So then Job in chapter 12 responds to that. And Job answered and said, no doubt, for you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. There it is. Job was that thing of, Job knew that these people are no doubt thinking they are right. No doubt these accusers were very persuaded and convinced that what they're saying is right. Job really is a sinner. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who call upon God, he answereth him. The just upright man is my understanding. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamb despised in the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundance. Think about that. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure. See, the way the world looks at some being right or good is when everything goes good for them. Is that what Jesus promised us? Not really. Not at all. I mean, Jesus didn't promise us that if we follow him, then everything's going to be sweet and well, and that our family's going to just be right with us. In fact, he said that they of your own household will be your foes. And he said, you're not surprised if the world hates you. It hated me first. Things like that. And the world doesn't understand that. They think that as soon as things happen like that, I mean, that's an evidence that you are certainly doing something wrong. And it's just, isn't it? The Christian life is explained so clearly in the life of Job. It's just everywhere. I mean, just the way the friends accused Job, just the way the trials came for Job. It's just, that is the Christian life. And it's a beautiful thing to look onto and just know that that's the way it is. Job's life was filled with what I'm saying is that even in the area of Job getting back twofold what he had, or I'm not sure how many times he got back what he lost, but in the same way the Christian life, it says that Jesus promised that if we forsake his family, that we forsake everything, become a disciple of him, then he will give us back father, mother, brother, sister, lands, houses, along with persecution. So it's just a beautiful thing to compare Job's walk with the Christian life. Okay, now let's read in verse 7. But ask not of these, and they shall tell thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, or the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? All evidence was that this thing that's happening to Job was by the hand of the Lord. In whose hand is the soul of everything, of every living thing, and the bread of all mankind? Does not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and understanding. Excuse me. With him is wisdom and strength, and he has counsel and understanding. Job is talking about the Lord when he says him. Behold, he, God, breaketh down, and it cannot be revealed of him. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withdraws the waters, and they dry up. Also, he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. It's like Job is saying, just look at the way droughts are, look at the way floods are. Those are all in God's hands. Why can't you see that this can't be in God's hands? With him is strength and wisdom, but his seed and his ears are his. He leadeth countless away spoiled. and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He pours contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things of the darkness, and bringeth up to light the shadow of death. He increases the nation and destroys them. He enlarges the nations and straightens them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Isn't that amazing that God does things like that? The way I understand that is if a man or if someone chooses to turn away from God, God lets them wander. He takes them through the wilderness. He lets them wander through the wilderness where there's no path. But the reason for it is because people choose to walk away from God. It's not just that God just randomly decides one person just to be them. A person chooses to walk away, and then God lets them walk through the wilderness. See, we're creatures of choice, and for that reason, God just, it's like Brother David said, that he just does not tamper with a man's will. If a man's will is to not obey him, then it's like, go for it. But God is also good. He's also long-suffering. He will bear with someone and remind them in ways worthy of error. And maybe that might come through someone. God might use someone to do just that. So maybe just try to seek God's heart in all these things, and try to have understanding and wisdom in what God wants of us, and how important it is for us to get wisdom and understanding, and just how important it is to do that at a young age. I'm just so often reminded of the many years I just wasted in not building that up, and I think I'm still reaping from that. So my encouragement to you is that at a young age you would seek wisdom and understanding. So, alright, do we have verses? Why not just all stand up? What are your verses going to be about?
Diligence.
Okay. Could we start with you, Julia?
Romans 12, 10 through 11. Be kindly affectionate to one another with tenderly love. And honor, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Go ahead, Mary.
Hebrews 6, 11 and 12. And we desire that every one of you to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Hebrews 11, 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Anybody that comes to God, God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues of life.
Proverbs 26:13-14. The lazy man says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion in the street. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed.
Psalm 119:4. Of you have commanded us to do your steps.
Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that diligently seeketh hurt, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him.
Or maybe even verses like the coming of our Lord Jesus or something like that. Christmas.